At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials say supply chain problems are behind the low testing rates for COVID-19 among Coloradans. Dr. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan is the head of the state health department. She tells Colorado Matters the state is short on swabs and other materials needed to make the tests.
The other curious thing about this novel virus is that people can be infected and they have no idea that they have COVID-19 and they're transmitting it. So, of course, that also hampers our disease containment measures.
Now that the state's stay-at-home order has been lifted, some employers can bring back half of their workforce. But some employees feel like they're faced with a tough decision, return to work or put their health at risk. On Monday, Governor Polis said certain workers will be protected under a new executive order.
It's illegal for your employer to force you back to work. If you're a member of a vulnerable population, they're putting you at risk for doing so.
The order also requires employers to accommodate parents with kids at home and protects unemployment benefits for those who refuse to return to unsafe conditions. The order does not detail how the rules would be enforced. National Guard and Reserve soldiers from multiple western states will hone their aerial wildfire fighting skills in Colorado this week. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Guard and Reserve troops are getting certified for these aerial exercises, which include water drops from C-130 airplanes in the Arapaho, Roosevelt, and Pike San Isabel National Forests, as well as nearby BLM lands. The Forest Service says residents may see the low-flying C-130s throughout this week. Calling up military planes can be critical when traditional wildfire crews get overwhelmed. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Fire danger is high along the Front Range this afternoon. Sunny, warm, and windy weather means red flag fire danger warnings from Fort Collins and Metro Denver to Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Sunny skies today across the state and temperatures getting warmer. This is CPR News.